This is The Wow Show, the first all-female sports podcast produced and supported by an NFL team. Join co-hosts Jade Kenny and Janine Samuels as they welcome guests ranging from authors to athletes to public officials and their families, all to inspire, motivate, and make change within ourselves. We keep you up to date on all things Washington football, plus discussing topics that matter most to women. Our goal is to connect and empower women through sports by sharing power-packed strategies to help you level up your mind, body, and soul, all while rooting on our burgundy and gold.
There's a good energy in this building, and there's just from watching today and watching guys work, there's such a good willingness for these guys, to put in the work and to do it and to want to learn. And that, you know, it's just been one day, but that gets me excited. It gets me excited about being a part of this team and doing the best I can to help us win on Sundays.
It gets me excited too. That's Washington football team's quarterback, Ryan Fitzpatrick, in his press conference. We have a little bit of football to talk about, and I'm so excited that we have football to talk about before we jump right into our interview with Washington football team's tight end, Samus Bray's longtime girlfriend, Nicole Kotler. This is The Wow, brought to you by Fresh Fine Wine.
Yeah, you know what, Jade? I think all of us are super excited to talk football. Let's get this conversation started with OTAs. So for those that don't know, these are literally the only practices between the end of the previous season and the start of training camp. And a quick note, these are not mandatory. So players do not have to attend these practices. So let's quickly just touch on our top takeaways from OTAs. Jade, what's your take on our near perfect attendance of our players in OTAs?
I think it's incredible. You know, I think it just speaks to the culture that Coach Ron Rivera has instilled here, that it is a team effort. This is a team culture. A winning culture comes from having that team and that family. I love it. I think it's like what we said. This is what Coach Ron Rivera has been trying to do. Another thing I will note that I love seeing is that the vets are really taking, their wings over the rookies and showing them what they do there. You hear a lot the tempo, like we don't walk around here, we run, we hustle, we're moving. And I just love that. It's just showing that not only are the vets stepping up where they need to, but the rookies as well, and kind of seeing what the culture is going to be like here.
Right, exactly. I mean, and you talked about it, and Coach Rivera talks about it a lot. It is more about the culture, right? That's what he's focused on. I think he understands and knows just from his years as a player, as a coach, that is the foundation of everything. It all starts with the culture, and the players feel it. The players are noticing it. The players are saying that it's a fun environment and that people are excited at the OTAs. And so that's wonderful. And it shows within the attendance. People want to be there. Players want to be here with the Washington football team. And that makes me so excited. The other thing to note is that, you know, Rivera is so happy with the effort that he has seen up to this point that he canceled the last week of OTAs and he's actually moved up mandatory minicamp. And so I just think, again, that it underscores that what Coach Rivera and the staff are doing is working, and it literally is rippling out to the players. And then that, of course, is going to ripple out to the fans and to our record to make sure we get those W's in this coming season. So it's really exciting to see.
And it's just a great example of leadership and of that team. You know, Coach Ron Rivera is like, team, let me know. Like, if you do this for me, I'm going to throw you a bone. I'm going to listen to each other. We're going to have that conversation, that transparency to see, like, when you work hard, I will reward you. And I think that is just such a great, example of leadership and to be a player's coach. And that's exactly what Coach Ron Rivera is. And so it's all good things, all exciting things. It's really fun to see our quarterbacks kind of stepping up and making those passes. I know Ryan Fitzpatrick had a huge bomb to Cam Sims and hit him right on the back of the shoulder. So you just love to see it. It just means that football is back, and we're going to have plenty to talk about as we head into the training camp and into the summer.
Has your business been affected by COVID-19? Have you considered reducing or moving your office space? Then it's time to call Victory Van. We provide the best service and price with flexible options for your company's moving and storage needs. Visit victoryvan.com to get your free moving and storage quote today. For corporate storage and moving, it's always the right move to choose Victory Van. That's victoryvan.com, Victory Van Corporation, delivering excellence for 75 years and proud partner of the Washington football team.
At RTS, game day strategy doesn't stop when the whistle blows. RTS delivers smarter, more responsible waste and recycling services. As an official partner of the Washington football team, RTS is connecting the team and FedEx Field with sustainable solutions to care for the community and the environment. RTS, a better waste company. Find out more at RTS.com.
Be confident in a new Honda. Enjoy the open road in a turbocharged sedan like the sophisticated Accord or the tech-savvy Civic with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get rugged and adventure-ready all-wheel drive SUV like the HR-V, CR-V, Pilot, or Passport. With features like Honda Sensing, Magic Folding Seats, and three different driving modes. Now is the best time to buy. Don't miss your chance to get a great deal on your favorite Honda model. See your local Honda dealer today.
All right, everyone, welcome back to The WOW. Today we have Nicole Kotler, longtime girlfriend of Washington football team tight end Samis Reyes. If you aren't familiar with Samis, get ready for a remarkable story. He is of Chilean descent. He was a basketball player at Tulane and the latest prospect to find their way to the league through the International Player Pathway Program. And he is truly making his presence known here in Washington. Nicole, hello, welcome. How are you?
Hello, good morning. I'm good. How are you guys?
We are doing great. So of course, we want to learn everything about your relationship and how things are going for you. But first, let's get started with you. Just give us the Reader's Digest version of who you are.
So I'm originally from South Florida. I went to school at Tulane University. After that, after graduating with a degree in finance and management, I got a job up in this area. I do financial consulting. And so now I'm in this area, girlfriend of Samis. I also am Samis's manager on the side. And so, that's a little bit about me, brief intro.
I love that you threw that in there because that is something to be very proud of. My little lady boss for all the girls out there. But I want to ask along those lines, you know, we have a lot of female listeners and we are the women of Washington. So welcome to our family, first of all. But what advice do you have to be a supportive partner, to be a supportive spouse as well?
It definitely takes a lot of work, a lot of cooperation, a lot of learning. Samis and I met when we were in high school. And so we kind of like learned along the way. So we had road bumps and we had really good moments. And so I think it's really just about continuously wanting to learn and having a partner that also wants to. And so I think that's the great thing about Samis and I's relationship is we both are really in that growth mindset. So we're always reading books on how to be better individually, but also how to be better as a couple.
Oh my goodness. That just gave me chills because we here on The WOW, we are personal development junkies as well. And so I love hearing that you all are doing that together as a couple, because I really do feel like that's what helps to bring relationships together when you have commonalities and you can come together, but then you also have some things that maybe you do outside of each other. Now you mentioned that you have pretty much a business degree. So I'm kind of curious, how are you able to take what you studied at Tulane to then be able to kind of incorporate that into what you're doing right now for him?
At school, I was always very entrepreneurial. I started my own tutoring business while I was at school. And so I actually tutored student athletes at Tulane, like the football players and the basketball players at Tulane. And so I was always having to like understand their schedule and having to like be able to manage that. And so then when Samis was even playing basketball, I was always helping him out with his schedule, helping him coordinate his classes. And so I'm very organized. So he just thought it would like be the perfect fit. Like, who's going to be the one like here with him every day? Like, oh, you need to remember to do this. Like, it was just perfect for me to kind of step into that role with him. So I just help him with his schedule, making sure he's on time for things, making sure he doesn't forget to bring things. Kind of just like that. And he can't get mad at me, so.
Nicole, I want to go back to something you just brought up. And I have to admit, I was doing some stalking myself and came across a video of you and Samis on YouTube, I believe last year, the beginning of quarantine, where you were answering questions from fans and followers on Instagram. And you brought up the importance of mental health and development and personal development. And I too, if you can see behind me, have nothing but like self-help books. And I just always want to become a better version of myself. So The Washington football team became one of seven to hire a director of mental health and wellness. And it's such an important thing in the league right now. And I just wanted to ask you to expand on that. It's something I know it's important in your relationship on training, not only your body, but your mind.
Yeah. So Sam is specifically, he's very into meditating. And so he kind of got me into that. And he does like these breathing exercises that our good friend Alex Rifkin introduced to us. You can like look them up on YouTube. It kind of just helps you get into like a very present internal state. And so Sam has started doing it. And like, I was like, what are you doing? And so like, he introduced it to me. And now like, I'll do it like anytime I catch myself like having a moment. So I'll do that. I love reading. So that's another thing. Like I read all sorts of books from various people. One that I'm really fond of is like Thinking Like a Monk by Jay Shetty. We both actually read that. And so that has helped me too. So just always like expanding knowledge through reading, meditating's good. There's definitely those apps like Calm, like we've used those in the past. And so I think that that's really good. And then also being able to like talk to your partner as well, or just having an outlet, like a friend to go to, like we're both really fond of that.
So first of all, I love that you shared that with everyone, because for the longest time, I feel like meditation, yoga, and things like that just weren't something that a lot of players admitted to even doing. And we are definitely hearing more about players, professional athletes across the board, men and women, really leaning on meditation and yoga for wellness. So thank you for sharing that about the two of you. I do have a question, just kind of curious, do you actually remember the moment when the two of you all met back in high school?
So I mentioned our friend Alex Rifkin before. He was the one that actually introduced us. He's my really good friend. I've known him since like middle school. And so he's the person that Samus actually ended up living with when Samus came to the States, because his family's not here. And so I remember the first time I saw him is like he was walking down the hall at high school, and I was like, who is that guy? Because like everyone else is not 6'6". And at the time he was as big as he was now, like in high school. And I was like, who is that guy? And then I remember my friend Alex coming up to me and being like, oh, that's my friend Samus. Like he's going to be living with me. And I was like, oh my gosh. And I was just like completely shocked. And so then over time we just started hanging out more, like the three of us. And so that's kind of how things like manifested.
It's so great, because I'm sure you've seen this, but quarterback Ryan Fitzpatrick brought up that when you see Samus walking in the facility or outside, that you take notice because people just aren't built like him. But it's just so funny. Yeah. That's exactly what you did when you saw him first. Yeah. So I love that you said that. But so when you met him, obviously his story is remarkable, and you can just tell that anything he sets his mind to comes to fruition with hard work. Has he always had that kind of personality? Did you see that in him at such a young age?
Yeah. I think in high school, like any high school student, you have some sense of immaturity. So in high school, he was very focused on basketball, let's say the least. So I had to tutor him in math, and it was always like a struggle getting him to like want to do calculus. But it's funny, because if you talk to some of our friends from high school who know of him, and then see where he is at now, and like see that he went to Tulane, graduated with a business degree, they like kind of are like not shocked, as if he couldn't have done it, but just like, is this the same person? And it's not, because he's grown so much since then, and he's just always been into learning, and like I said, like self-growth. And so like it's kind of crazy to see the progression from my end, because I got to see him in high school, and then I got to see where he is now and see all the things he went to kind of get to where he is.
Yeah. And not only did you get to see it, but you've really been helping him along the journey, it sounds like. And he probably the same for you, right? You've been a support system for one another. And so talk a little bit about how he originally wanted to play basketball. Like that was his sport, that was his thing. But now he's in the NFL. So what occurred that made that transition? What was going through his mind? What were those conversations that you all were having around making that big leap?
Yeah. So ever since like I knew him, everyone used to always say like, do you play football? Like nobody would, even though he's like 6'6", like nobody would ask about basketball. They would always ask like, do you play football? Just because like of his size and how large he is. And so I remember he actually played football for like a week in high school, because every, like the high school football team was like, you need to play football, you need to play football. So we tried it for a week. And I remember like, I was on the dance team when I was in high school. And I remember like being there for practice and seeing him running like to the football field. And I was like, so confused. I was like, wait, like, I thought he plays basketball. And so then he told me after, like, I'm gonna try it for a week. So that was like kind of the first seed that I think that was planted in his mind, because like in Chile and Latin America in general, like there really is no football. Like football there is like you're kicking with your foot. So like he wasn't exposed to that whatsoever. So I think that was like the first seed that was planted. And then when he was at Tulane, I remember him always telling me that all the strength and conditioning coaches for the football team and like some of the football coaches would come up to him and be like, you need to play football. You need to play football. So that was another seed. And so people were always saying that to him. And so then once he was like graduating Tulane and he had offers to go play overseas for basketball and he was trying to like figure out what he was going to do. We had dinner with, again, our friend Alex at New York. We were all meeting up for kind of like this reunion. And so we had dinner with this guy, Alex, and then Alex's like business partner. And we were all talking and Alex's business partner was like, dude, do you play football? And this was like the, like almost like the last seed, but like the final seed that was planted in his head that really like stuck. And so he was like, no. And the guy's like, dude, like, you're so athletic, like, look at you, like, you could do this, like, you really could. And he was like, really? Like, you think I could? And so he kind of like planted that seed. And so then like the whole way home, like, because we drove back from New York, the whole way home, he was like, you think I could do it? He's like, you know what, I'm gonna think about it this weekend. Maybe I should give it a shot. Like, I'm not gonna be this young forever. Like, if I don't do it, and so many people have told me about it, I may regret it. And so then that was kind of like the evolution. Like literally the whole way home, he would say, I'm not going to talk about it. I'm going to think about it. And then he would like bring it up. I'm like, wait, are we talking about it? Or are we not talking about it? And so then that's when he was like started researching, and that's when he found his coach. And so I just see like since the beginning, since high school, I think it's always been in his mind, like, should I do this? You know?
Take us back to when he did it, when he signed with Washington Football, those feelings, the like, here we are moment.
Yeah, so he went to the International Player Pathway Program. He was at IMG. And so, like, in my mind, I was like, I'm going to go wherever he goes. And so I was just like, I was ready for it. But then, like, after his pro day and after how well he did, he was like, oh my gosh, like, this is crazy. Like, I have teams reaching out from every direction. Like, this is insane. And like, I was trying to be calm, and I'm not like a calm person. I was really trying to be calm. And I was like, okay, like, let's just see what happens. And of course, like, I wanted to stay in this area. Like I said, I'm originally from South Florida, but like my family's here now. And so this is home for me and now him. And so like, I wanted to be in this area, but I didn't want to influence or sway him because it's his career. And like, I want the best for him. So I didn't even bring it up. And so he mentioned that Washington was reaching out. And so then when it actually happened, like, we actually weren't together. I was actually in a meeting and he called me and I was like, I can't talk. Like, I can't talk. He's like, 2 minutes, 2 minutes. So I answered the phone and he was like, Washington just offered me. And like, my jaw just like dropped. And I didn't I almost didn't even have a reaction because I was just like in so much shock. But I think the best reaction was when I called my mom and dad, and like I brought them on FaceTime with him, and my mom just started like jumping. Like, she had her dog, like, she had our dog in her hand, and like the dog almost went flying. Like, she was just so excited. And so I think like it was just crazy because his dad was also in town like visiting. And so just to be able to share that moment with his dad and like my family, like it was amazing.
You know what? Because you all are into personal development, I have a feeling that you knew how to put out the energy into the universe to attract that phone call from the Washington football team. And obviously we're super glad that you all are here in the Washington DC area, but I want to bring up something that I found was very interesting and just made me respect Samus even more. He was a DoorDash driver just to make some extra money on the side before he actually got signed with the Washington football team. So talk a little bit about that, just him having those long training hours and then having to go and drive DoorDash orders to different people. And what was that like for you all, that struggle period?
Yeah, so I remember when he told me that he was gonna play football, he's like, you know, it's gonna be like hard, like financially, like I'm gonna have to be training like all day, every day. Like that's what I'm gonna have to do. He's like, but I'm gonna try and figure out like a way so I can make money on the side, so like it can help out and all that. And so like the best option, like especially during COVID, because like he couldn't see people or anything like that, was DoorDash. And so like he signed up for DoorDash. And so I remember when he got his little DoorDash bag, I thought it was so cute. And so he was so excited to do it. Like the first day he was like, I'm gonna do it all day. And so he literally, it was a Sunday. That was like the first day of him dashing. And he went all day, cause he wasn't training that day. It was like his off day. And he went all day for 7-8 hours, got home, and he was like so happy. And then the next day he was like, all right, gotta do this again tomorrow. And he was like so motivated to do it. But like when he had to incorporate the training into it, that's when he really was just like, wow, this is like a lot. Like he, cause he had to do the hours that were good for DoorDash. So like breakfast, lunch, dinner, but then he also had to do training in between. So I remember he would like come home like to pick up like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich that I made for him, and then run back out to do DoorDash. And then after, he was going straight to the gym. And then he, like, sometimes I wouldn't see him from like 6 a.m. till like 9 o'clock at night. So he really worked hard to do like whatever he could like during that time.
And following up on that, a lot of couples, you know, kind of deal with the same thing of busy schedules. Obviously that's extreme, but how do you still like make time for date night? How do you still make sure that that is a priority?
So we're really big on scheduling. So we listen to a lot of podcasts that like emphasize the importance of like creating a plan and creating a schedule. And Samus is like huge on that. And luckily for me, I manage his schedule. So I can just like throw something in there. No, I'm kidding. But in all seriousness, like we set time aside. So like I know, especially now because he's studying. So like for instance, this weekend, like a lot of our friends were doing things for Memorial weekend. And like, he was like, I really want to get ahead. Like, I don't want to be doing things and then feel stressed come Monday, like Tuesday. So he studied all weekend, but like there were times where he's like, you know what, like, let's spend an hour, you and I, and we'll watch like a show. So we started like a show together. And so like, we make time through scheduling, through planning in advance, and through just like, honestly, knowing what the other person has going on, I think.
Well, it is coming to a close for our time with you. I literally could just talk for hours because you have so many colorful stories to share. And I just appreciate your openness with us and our listeners. Just one final kind of wrap up question. Can you talk just a little bit about maybe sharing something that you're most proud of about Samus, and then also what you think he would say as far as what he's proud about you? I mean, because definitely you all have like our poster board children of stick togetherness when it comes to being a couple, and then him just like perseverance and being able to shift and change and adapt when necessary. But what would you say about him and he about you?
I think for him, it's his ability to kind of mute out negative thoughts and negative talk from other people. Like throughout his entire life, he's always been told like you can't do something, and like he's really good at kind of channeling that out and like putting it in, not in like a, oh, I'm gonna show you type of way, more of like just putting that energy into like doing it and like to action. And so I think that just, I know that's pretty general and it's not a specific thing, just his ability to kind of do that in every single thing that he does, like being able to do DoorDash while he's like training and then making it to the NFL when people would probably look at him and be like, that's crazy. And then I just know there's going to be more things along the way that I'm going to be proud of in the future just because of that mentality and that mindset.
Absolutely. And I can't wait to have you back on after his first NFL game and kind of talk to you about those emotions. I know that's going to be in a really exciting time. So we're definitely going to invite you back this fall to talk about all that.
This is awesome. Awesome. And just to answer your question about in terms of what he'd be proud of me, I just think the like me going out of my comfort zone, just because he met me, I'm like this girl from South Florida, like I was in my little bubble. And then once I met him, it's like, I'm at Tulane now and I'm doing interviews and I've just grown so much. So I think that's what he would be most proud of. But I really appreciate you guys for having me. This was awesome.
Yeah. And thank you for bringing that up, because I was getting ready to call you out. Like, hold on, Nicole.
Not you too. This is also about you.
I think that it says a lot about you as a woman, that you are willing to make your dreams his dreams, right? And that you're like literally shifting and adapting yourself based on what he wants, because you care that much about him and because you all are such a great support system. But you're not losing sight of who you are either. You're utilizing, you know, what you learned in college to help him further his career, and you're still working on yourself and your personal development. And I think that's just an amazing story for everyone to think about, that it's okay to support your mate and to do the things for your mate, but you don't want to neglect yourself in at the same time. So thank you so much for sharing your story and being here with us. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. This is awesome.
A new decade demands a new kind of wine. As consumers continue to embrace healthier lifestyles with beverages that taste great and keep in line with their dietary preferences, and wine is no exception. Fresh Vine Wine thoughtfully crafts great tasting premium wines that are low calorie, low carb, low sugar, keto, vegan friendly, and gluten free. Fresh Vine Wines pairs perfectly with your active lifestyle without sacrificing on taste. Available in select stores in DC and Maryland.
You can hear every Washington football team game on the Team 980 and streaming on the radio.com app. Listen to Team 980 every day for expert analysis, Washington football guests, and your calls along with hosts Kevin Sheehan, Washington football legend Brian Mitchell, Steve Zabin, and more on the official radio of home of the Washington football team. Download the radio.com app and favorite the Team 980 today to listen on your phone or smart speaker.
Be confident in a new Honda. Enjoy the open road in a turbocharged sedan like the sophisticated Accord or the tech-savvy Civic with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get rugged and adventure-ready all-wheel drive SUV like the HR-V, CR-V, Pilot, or Passport, with features like Honda Sensing, magic folding seats, and three different driving modes. Now is the best time to buy. Don't miss your chance to get a great deal on your favorite Honda model. See your local Honda dealer today.
Finch Services Incorporated, recognized in its industry as a world-class organization, is the exclusive supplier of John Deere golf and sports turf maintenance equipment for the Mid-Atlantic region. In business since 1945, Finch helps golf course and sports turf managers maintain some of the most exclusive playing surfaces in the region. Experience the Finch advantage for yourself. Contact one of our golf and sports turf sales specialists to see how we can help you maintain your field of dreams. Go to finchturf.com for more information.
We are heading into WOW Overtime, brought to you by Fresh Vine Wine. And I teased it a little bit, but we're going to jump into it more. But the Washington football team is taking player health very seriously. If you haven't heard, they have recently just hired the first full-time director of wellness to proactively work on the players' mental well-being and mental health. They are becoming one of seven teams in the NFL to have done this. It is a huge announcement, a huge step towards really making players feel that they're being taken care of, not just their bodies, but with their minds as well.
Yeah, most definitely. And so, yes, shout out and welcome to Dr. Barbara Roberts. We are super excited to have you as part of our team. And I think to your point, this is so, so important. And for us to be, you know, one of the few that's already done this in the NFL speaks volumes to our commitment to our players and making sure that, yes, you know, we have the position coaches. Yes, we have our nutritionists. Yes, we have, you know, people that make sure that, you know, if someone is injured, they're getting the proper care after that. But the mental health is so important as well. And I just love, you know, in our interview, when we're just talking with Nicole about what her and Samus are doing from a mental standpoint,
standpoint, from a personal development standpoint, and just making sure that they're, you know, practicing meditation to calm and center themselves. It really is something that was not talked about a lot. And I love that we are making it a part of the conversation. You know, here at WOW, we talk about it all of the time, but sometimes these big athletes, the football players, the basketball players, the wrestlers, all of them, they don't want to admit that they need it and that they need to take time for their mental health. And they're not necessarily open to talking about what they're doing about it. And so I love that the Washington football team is making it a part of the conversation.
Absolutely. And it just shows that vulnerability, you know, and I love that Nicole, like I said, I was watching YouTube videos of them, and they are very open about personal and professional development and taking care of your mind and feeding your mind and your body and your soul. And, you know, it just really shows how far we've come, you know, in sports to be able to have this conversation and to be able to provide those resources to our players, because it is such an important thing. So kudos to Washington football team. I'm going to put it out there, because I think last time we manifested about Jennifer King, we actually got her on. So I'm going to put it out there that we have Dr. Barbara Roberts join us here on the WOW at some point, just to talk about all the work that she is going to do this season to help our team be the best they can physically on the field, but also mentally.
Yeah, most definitely. And before we kind of wrap things up, I'm just curious for all of our viewers and listeners, like, what are you doing right now? Like, what is your go-to thing that when you get down, when there's a roadblock, when you feel frustrated, when you hit that wall and you just feel like you don't want to move forward and you don't want to get out of bed, you just don't want to do the things. How do you overcome that? Like, what is your go-to? Like, how are you pushing through those feelings? Because your mental health is so important. Like, if you feed your brain, if you feed your mind, if you're taking care of your thoughts, then your thoughts are going to take care of you. So I'm just curious if you can comment below, let us know, go to our IG account, and under you know, this video, let us know what you're doing for your mental health. Because I'm just kind of curious, because I would love to borrow some of your tips and tricks as well, because we all need to keep our mental health and our mental well-being top of mind.
Absolutely. And I'm going to steal them too. So please comment, because I need some new tricks and tips for sure. Well, that's going to do it for us here on the WOW. Thank you so much to our partners at Fresh Fine Wine. Like Janine said, make sure you're following WOW on all of our social accounts. Follow me and Janine, and let us know any guests that you want to see, any questions that you have, so we can really continue to connect and empower women through this community. Thank you so much. Till next time.
For more than 100 years, Chesapeake Employers Insurance has been helping Maryland businesses keep their workers safe. With competitive pricing and an AM Best A-minus financial strength rating, it's no surprise that Chesapeake Employers is Maryland's largest writer of workers' comp insurance.
At the end of every workday, someone's waiting for your safe return.
Connect with your agent or visit CEIWC.com.
Novec is powering a new generation by providing renewable energy, including solar. Once new solar projects are completed in 2023, Novec will provide enough to power 100,000 homes. Members may also purchase solar panels now through Novec Solutions, protecting the environment, providing reliable, safe, affordable electricity. Because future generations are depending on it. Novec, keeping life bright.
Every time the Maryland Lottery sells a Fast Play Progressive ticket, the jackpot grows. The Lucky Numbers Fast Play game has a jackpot that starts at $100,000 and goes up from there. New Diamond Mines jackpot starts at $250,000 and keeps growing and growing. Play all the Fast Play Progressive games from the Maryland Lottery. Play fast, win fast, and please play safely and responsibly.